He got out there and he...
Well, it overtaxed his strength. He got too hot, did not do too much.
If a person got cut pretty bad or something, what would you call that?
Say that again?
If a person got cut?
Tense.
Or, well, if he got stabbed or cut or shot or something, you'd call that a...
You say he got wounded?
A kind of skinless growth that would grow inside of a wound, what would you call that?
I don't know that. What they call proud flesh develops in a worm. I mean, in a wound. Foreign matter goes.
What would you call a brown liquid that you might put on your finger to avoid infection?
Depending on what it was. What kind of liquid it was.
Would you have some that you might keep in the medicine cabinet with the skull and crossbones on the label?
Said they did.
What would you call that? A small bottle of...
I don't know what it is.
If a man was shot and he didn't recover, you'd say that he...
He died.
Would there be any crude or humorous ways of saying that something like, I'm glad that old skin flint finally...
If people say that, that's the most unfortunate designation of a deceased person.
What would you call a place where people are buried?
Cemetery.
And the box?
Morgue.
If he was an important man, you'd say everyone turned out for his...
funeral?
The people dressed in black would be all in...
Dressed in black would be what?
The people dressed in black would all be in...
All buried?
Or in...
attendance?
If somebody meets you on the street and says, well, how are you today? If you're feeling about average, you'd say, well, I'm...
feeling pretty good today.
If someone's troubled, you might say, don't...
Don't worry.
A disease...
Don't let it get you down.
A disease in the joints is called...
A disease of the joints? Uh-huh. It's rheumatism, arthritis, or things of that character.
A very severe sore throat with blisters on the inside of the throat would be called...
Just what you said, sore throat.
Would you ever hear of something called dip... dip...
What?
A kind of disease that there used to be a lot of, but not too much anymore. It was called dip... dip something, really.
I don't get the word.
It was diphtheria or something like
that. Oh, diphtheria. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mostly common to children.
Uh-huh. Would you ever hear of a disease that would make you yellow?
Make you what?
Yellow.
Yeah, malaria. During the Spanish-American War, more Americans died from malaria than they did from Spanish bullets.